President-elect Barack Obama has told us for a couple of years how he would run the country, in theory, but now that he has to actually run it, we are considering the briefing memos we would like to see on the president-elect's desk. It's a series we call Memo to the President-elect. Today, NPR's Larry Abramson looks at suggestions for what to do to deal with the skyrocketing cost of a college education.
Corey Briscoe has everything it takes to be successful in his chosen field, politics. He's personable, outgoing, and he's up on the issues, especially on what President-elect Obama needs to do for would-be college students.
Mr. President, you must make your top priority that any student that wants to go to college should be able to go to college, and we have to make that funding available.
Corey Briscoe is a sophomore at Howard University in Washington, D.C. As his fellow students dig into lunch at the Howard cafeteria, Briscoe says his parents are middle class, but they are struggling to pay for his education. When Corey's sister arrives next year, the Briscoes will have three kids at Howard. As his father's tuition bill grows, his savings are going up in smoke.
My father has different stocks and bonds, and he lost, I believe, in a matter of weeks, he lost 15 grand in one stock. If we knew we were going to lose that 50,000, we would put that to our college education and different things.
No matter how much his parents struggle, Corey Briscoe knows they will pay for his education. But low-income families are often totally dependent on federal aid, in particular Pell Grants. After years of stagnation, Pell Grants have been going up. There's been a $700 jump in the last couple of years. But Tally Hart of Ohio State University says these grants still fall way short of the need.
While I'd love to say double it, I think that's probably unrealistic. I think more realistic would be increases in the $2,000 to $3,000 range for the largest Pell Grant recipients.
President-elect Obama says he supports increasing Pell Grants, but he will have to take a mighty leap to get the four-figure increase that Tally Hart believes is necessary. President-elect Obama campaigned heavily on the promise of a $4,000 tax credit, one that would benefit even taxpayers who don't file a return. While that idea might help middle-class families, Tally Hart says the tax credit won't do the trick for poor students.
They simply won't get that tax credit until after they've had to put upfront money into college education. And if they don't understand that financial aid is available, they won't even get that far in the process.
In other words, low-income families won't sign up for big tuition bills based on the promise of a rebate months later. In fact, some higher ed folks fear that the idea of a new tax break will just complicate the Byzantine dance that is the financial aid process. Lauren Asher, with the California-based Institute for College Access and Success, says clarity in the system is just as important as money.
If you know that you're eligible for aid and about how much, it can help you make decisions that can really make a difference to your future. It can help you think, well, maybe I could at least try and get into a four-year college and see what it would cost me instead of being sure I couldn't possibly afford it.
The complex brew of aid, loans, and tuition leads many low-income families to greatly overestimate the cost of college. Many just give up. Candidate Obama promised to get rid of the complicated form students use to apply for aid, but educators have been hearing similar promises for a long time. Some higher education experts believe the new president has a much more immediate problem to deal with first.
Fix the economy.
David Hodge, president of Miami University in economically struggling Ohio, recently announced a hiring freeze. Other schools have put all capital projects on hold to conserve resources. President Hodge says the economy threatens his institution and his students from every quarter.
The decline in investment income, in fact, negative investment income, which is very harmful for us, decline in state revenues, and, of course, decline in students' ability to pay.
David Hodge says more federal money is needed, but he says in the end, families need a dependable income before they even think about applying to college. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
You can read more stories about health care, the Justice Department, and energy policy from our ongoing series, Memo to the President, at npr.org.